I'm Andrew Martin. I work with the Modern Scottish Collections in the National Library of Scotland, and I'm part of the team who put together the exhibition Going to the Pictures of Scotland at the cinema. This exhibition came around because we felt it was a very good opportunity to bring together the collections of the National Library here in Edinburgh and also the collections at the Scottish Screen Archive in Glasgow, which is part of the National Library of Scotland. I've got a personal interest in cinema and the history of cinema. I did do some work on a book called Going to the Pictures, Scottish Memories of Cinema, some time ago, which involved recording people's memories of going to the pictures. But working in the National Library, I think it was obvious to me that we had, you know, some really great collections here of material, and perhaps material that the people who use the National Library normally wouldn't be aware that we had. So we've got a lot of popular material about the history of cinema right from the very beginning. What we do in Going to the Pictures, Scotland at the Cinema, is to tell the story of cinema in Scotland from the very first time, from the first public showing in Edinburgh in 1896, right up to the present day, to films such as Brave, which has opened in the summer of 2012. So it tells the story of cinemas in Scotland, filmmakers in Scotland, some filmmakers who came to Scotland, and also about the experience of the cinema goer. Cinema came to Scotland in April 1896. It became immediately popular. It appealed to all kinds of people from all parts of society. And I think it's never really lost its appeal. It's a subject that everyone has an opinion on, you know. Everyone has a favourite film or a favourite actor or actress. It's been a constant in the 20th century. Cinema spread really quickly throughout Scotland. At one point, there were cinemas, even small cinemas, in every town in Scotland. And in the heyday of cinema going and the heyday of films, there were many, many cinemas in the cities, of course. And some of those were magnificent buildings. It was very much an event for people to go to the pictures. I think it was a shared event. People went with their families. They went regularly. And it appealed to all sorts of people. And it was a shared communal experience, that sort of the magic of people being able to sit in the dark and seeing these films, often from America, of course, which gave people an insight into another world and gave them dreams and people to admire and a whole lot of things. It becomes big business very early on. I wasn't expecting that the sort of elements of celebrity culture that we have very much around us now would be there from very, very early on. And Chaplin, Charlie Chaplin, again, he was not always a figure in a tramp costume that's familiar to us now. He was a different kind of comedian before then. And then he found what was essentially his brand. It was picked up by the public all over the world, and all over the world they loved him. And we have in the exhibition a book which is essentially a series of his short films, and it's basically the plots of his short films. And it was published during wartime, and it's got references to the popularity of the Charlie Chaplin films at the front. And I suppose it's quite interesting because cinema's obviously a visual medium. I'm not sure what people got out of reading a book which simply tells you what the script was of his short films. But they are all there, and they're the very famous films, his very famous short films, which just shows you, I think, that people were prepared to buy something that reminded them, I imagine, of a happy experience. And I think we kind of think perhaps that we live in a celebrity-dominated world where celebrities endorse products and publicise themselves. But that's there. That's been there since the birth of cinema. And in the silent period, I think we're talking about these huge personalities. So in a way, you know, these films were being shown up and down the country, around the world, obviously in Scotland, and it was sort of bringing people together. I mean, I think that is extraordinary, really, when you think that the popularity of cinema early on was very much, you know, it wasn't in the early days, certainly, about educated people going to the cinema. It was a very cheap sort of entertainment. It was people who perhaps, you know, weren't seeing plays, weren't seeing major productions of the classics, but they were able to go and see films with these recognisable, charismatic personalities. And they were seeing exactly the same people and exactly the same films that the whole world was.